This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm glad you're with me. I was thinking about something the other day, and I want you to bear with me as I sort of walk through this because I was processing it, but I get where I'm going. I just want to try to take you there as economically as possible because it is radio. By the way, KJRadio.com, if you want to contact us, 844-551-8255. There are certain things that are universal. I'll give you an example. Brain freeze. How many people listening to the program have had brain freeze? You nod your head, raise your hand, acknowledge it. We've experienced that, right? You've experienced that feeling when you know you're going to throw up, right? There's a sensation you get that you recognize. It's universal. It isn't for black folks, white folks, Asians, Indians, men or women. It's universal. Brain freeze is universal. That feeling you get when you put something too hot in your mouth, that's universal, right? Hunger pangs. The pang of hunger is universal everywhere around the world. And then there are other things that I believe are sort of universal. The reaction to the cry of a baby. Why is it that God found in his wisdom to say, I'm going to make a sound that makes everybody go, whoa, what's that? And your reaction is you automatically have to wake up. It'll wake you out of a dream, a good dream. It'll wake you out of a nightmare. It's meant to wake up a parent no matter what. These various feelings that you have. A feeling of sadness, a feeling of happiness. Nobody told you to be happy. You know what it feels like. Your body has a physiological reaction. You know what it's like to feel sad. You know the feeling of denial, of anxiety, of fear. Worry about yourself, worry about others. Irritability, anger, restlessness, sadness, moodiness, grief, depression. Vivid, distressing dreams. We wake up from you. Oh, man, I got to tell you about this dream. Everybody has the same reaction. Doesn't matter what language you speak. Doesn't matter what nationality. Doesn't matter where you are. There are things that are universal about us. That's what make us all human beings. That's what make us all one people, if you will. And all of that reminds me of conservatism. Conservatism is this thing that's an innate thing that drives you. And it doesn't matter where you are, you know what it feels like. Government can beat it out of you, like in Cuba or in China, the former Soviet bloc, or other places where oppressive regimes tell you what to do, where to be, how to act, how to behave. But inside of you, there are these things that say, I don't understand it. And what's funny, there's a movie I watched. I don't remember the name of it. But these people they put people into these factions. And this one fact, it's called Divergent, I think. And the one faction that the government always checked for were the Divergents. They were the ones that would not conform. They couldn't fit any of the main categories of people. They were the people that always thought for themselves that no matter what, they fell back on their innate humanity. I'll figure it out here, yeah. They always fell back on their humanity. Government could say, you're a killer. And they'd go, no, under the right circumstances, but not because you direct me to. And they had tests that they'd give them. And these divergents would not succumb to the test. They could always figure out a way out of the dream. They could figure a way out of the bad situation. And they did it faster than other people. And they knew, they recognized them. And then you know what they did? They executed them. They wanted them dead. They needed them to fall into one of these factions where they knew exactly how they were going to behave. And see, that's kind of the thing of man, that man can be taught to be a particular way. We are watching it right now. We've watched a generation of kids, more than one generation, but certainly one, a generation of kids who have become drones of the government, slaves of thought, slaves of ideas. And they look at you and I and they think we're weird. They look at conservatism. Conservatism is brain freeze. It's that hot taste in your mouth. It's a hunger pain. It's your reaction to the cry of a baby. That's what conservatism is. It's innate in you. There is nothing that can take it away. It can be masked. It can be beaten out of you for a while, but it's always there. And it just takes something to make you come back in touch with it. What is that? I don't know what it is. I'm not going to make Donald Trump a hero and tell you it's Trump. But it's Trump-like. It's somebody that, I don't know, I can't tell you how many letters I get, emails or otherwise, where people say, Kevin, you really made me understand that I did not have to succumb. You made me think differently. You made me, you know, empowered. By the way, I really appreciate those letters. Because it would be, I feel like a teacher. I feel like when I was teaching martial arts to kids and I'd watch that light come on, or I'd get a letter later on and find out that the kid had used his martial arts to protect himself or to protect his sister or something like that. Or a young lady used her martial arts to bail herself out of a potentially bad situation. And when I was teaching more kids, they'd come back up to the dojo and tell me, Mr. Jackson, I did whatever. And I feel that way. I feel like we're teaching each other how to be stronger in our humanity, stronger in understanding that we all have these same raw emotions. And the only thing about us is ours are, they really are based in this core belief in something. I keep coming back to liberals. I see, obviously they get brain freeze and hunger pains as well, but their knee-jerk response to stuff is a trained response, that government has told them to automatically run to the problem as racism or sexism or some phobia that isn't even in play. We don't do that. We understand the humanity of situations. We don't look for colors and genders and excuses. We see things for what they are. And I just think that that's a cool thing to be when you think about conservatism, that you are the knee-jerk response, the natural human response to things. And you should never want to lose that. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. I don't know why that struck me when I was starting the show today, but just thought I'd share that with you. But there's a lot more on the agenda. Keep it here, folks. We'll be back next week.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Just to let you know, there are signs. I've been talking to you guys. We did an entire show the other day, and I told you it's about signs, things you need to look out for to let you know what's really going on in the world. And we had such a sign that came up recently. Before we get to it, let me tell you how to reach us. 844-551-8255. 844-551-8255. So, yes, we had a sign. And the sign came from Maxine Waters. Now, what's funny about Maxine Waters is you watch her, and of course, she's a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, but I call them a Congressional Black Circus. And she, Sheila Jackson Lee, they call for Trump's impeachment, et cetera, et cetera. Then later on, they came back and they oh, I didn't say that. I did not call for his impeachment. Then they came back, I called for his impeachment or whatever. And I told you guys, I said, they're catching hell from their constituents. That's what's going on. Believe it. Black folks are going, look, we gave Obama a chance. We rode him out. Now it's time to let somebody do something. And they're watching Trump bring jobs. and do things that are positive and change the way people think. And they finally, again, think about it this way. For 8 years, black folks couldn't complain. There was too much backlash to complain about government. Now they get to say, we can come back and talk about people now. They're free again to open up their mouths and say something. And the problem is, for the Democrats, it's a good thing. Donald Trump's making jobs available. I'll tell you what's going on right now in St. Louis. There's a housing boom right now. And, I mean, people are building. In my neighborhood, people are building like crazy. There are lots of houses for sale. Mine will be shortly. But they're getting bigger prices. The average home price in my neighborhood has probably gone up, no exaggeration, $30,000, $40,000. It's been crazy good. And now certain crime has gone up as well because you still got cities. But things are going well. But anyway, this is a sign. Maxine Waters, one of the highest profile Negroes in the Congressional Negro Circus. She's been a good slave doing the dirty work for white Democrats for decades. And in the past, she's gotten pretty, handled pretty well. They gave her from her husband's bank, I want to say it's $12 million. He sits on the board of a bank. And she was under investigation for ethics violations. Nothing seemed to come of it. But then something happened. I don't think the left sees Waters in the Congressional Black Circus as viable any longer. Because guess what? They couldn't get black folks to show up to the voting booth. So why should the plantation owners continue to treat Maxine Waters as a house Negro? To use leftist terminology. They always call me that. So this article was in the Washington Free Beacon, and I said, well, when I read it, it must be sending a warning shot over Maxine Waters because she's been considered a leader within the movement, within the Congress, to resist Donald Trump, and she's gotten a little more than $20,000 in individual contributions to her campaign so far this year, despite her elevated profile. This is what I'm reading in the Washington Free Beacon. Waters is also $100,000 in debt to her daughter, who runs a lucrative endorsement mailer operation for the campaign. And this campaign, and this is according to filings that they've made recently. Citizens for Waters, Representative Waters' campaign committee reported just receiving $12,600 individual dollars in individual contributions throughout the second quarter, which runs April 1st through June 30th. $12,600. During the first quarter, which was from January 1st to March 31st, the campaign reported $9,508.79. And for those of you who are wondering, I did send her 79 cents. I'm just kidding. In individual contributions. Waters has now pulled in a total of $22,108.79 in total contributions for the year. That's not enough to run 2 days of a campaign. And I'm telling you, that's a sign. It's a sign that people are tired of Maxine. Look, I don't know what's going to happen there. It's crazy. She's in Compton. She's in one of the craziest districts in the country. It's going to be somebody black. I hate to say it, but it's going to be somebody stupid. If it's not Maxine Waters, it's going to be some other big mouth black leftist. But it shows you that finally, people are starting to think. And look, I look at the Congressional Black Circus the way I look at Congress in general. It's going to take one or two at a time before you finally get people who are reasonable. First of all, there should be no Congressional Black Caucus. There should just be people that run for office in that area of California or in that area of wherever. There's always one. There's one in almost every state. When you don't have a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, it's because that state has far too many white people. So, like, and I don't know if there's one in Wisconsin or if there's one in, say, Maine or one in Connecticut. You might not have a member of the CBC in a state like that, but if you bring, you got more than one in Texas. You got Eddie Bernice Johnson, you got Sheila Jackson Lee, and two or three others in Texas. Texas has three or four of them, okay? You got Emmanuel Cleaver and Lacey Clay. in Missouri and Kansas and so on. So you look at a big area like, you know, Chicago, you'll find one. Alabama, whatever. You go to the big cities, there will be a member of the Congressional Black Caucus. Just running roughshod over the place. The place will look like crap. It'll have the worst schools. It'll have the worst neighborhoods. It'll have the highest unemployment rate. It'll have the most crime. You give me your CBC member, I will give you a little drop of hell wherever they reside, wherever they hold dominion, not where they live. Maxine Waters, her house is valued at $4.3 million. She doesn't live in the district that she represents. Andre Carson, he lives in a gated community. It's not too far from the district that he represents, but it's a far cry. My aunt, who's 104 years old, lives in his district, and it is a far cry, her home, from his home. So the point is this. The sign is that Maxine Waters is not doing that well because the Democrats aren't doing that well. And this little scheme she and her daughter run, that should be investigated. It's funny, the left always talks about campaign finance reform. They run an extortion scheme for California. You want the black vote, you got to go through Maxine Waters. That's the conduit. And it's the same way in every district. They all set up these same, they call them mailing campaigns, where I will mail to my constituents to raise money for you. So Maxine Waters did that for Kamala Harris. Kamala, whatever her name is, she did the same thing for her and raised her, you know, about 60 grand or so. Or that's what Kamala Harris paid Maxine Waters to do this thing for her. Who knows how much she raised? But that's what they do. You go through the gatekeeper and she will get you your money. It's all it's just a Ponzi scheme and grand larceny is what it is. Anyway, that's a sign, folks. Maxine Waters is struggling. So is the Democratic Party.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One Rule Away before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson's show. So, had a little time on my hands. I don't get very much, but I was prepping for the show, and I decided, let me just do something, because I'd seen an article where a business leader was upset with Donald Trump, and there's a few of them, and I'll get to that in just a second, but I wanted to find out, and I'm always curious, what did they say about Barack Obama? And so I Googled, business leaders speak out against Obama. And here's the first thing that came up. Business leaders speak out about Trump leaving Paris deal. That was the first one. Second one, Larry Summers. Business leaders should stand up to President Trump. The third one, business leaders speak out against Trump care. So just to tell you who, and let's look at who published these articles. The first article was published by the Wall Street Journal. The second article, by the way, the first article was dated June 1st. Second article was dated February 1st of this year. Larry Summers, business leaders should stand up to Trump. Third article was by Inc. Incorporated magazine, if you guys know Inc., I-N-C. Small business leaders to speak out against Trump care. The fourth article, Why Obama May Speak Out Against Trump, was dated November 23rd of 2016, post Hillary Clinton butt whooping. Then, when I got to something that even remotely related was related to Obama, it was from December 14th of 2010. Obama reaches out to business leaders. Then, and that was in the Washington Post. The next article was Obama takes fiscal plan to business leaders. And finally, if you want to get anything that was remotely negative, you go down to Business Insider. By the way, the one before that was PBS. Business Insider says Barack Obama shouldn't take Wall Street speaking fees. But I couldn't find an article that said a business leader spoke out against Barack Obama. And the reason why I even looked was there was a story about the leader of the head of J.P. Morgan, and he said he was embarrassed to be an American. And I couldn't figure out why. So let me explain why I'm even talking about this. Because when I saw the title, CEO of J.P. Morgan, I'm almost embarrassed to be an American. And it's Diamond, I guess is the way you pronounce his name. And I was like, really? The nerve of him. I was, you know, like mad about it. And I thought, you know, who says that this is yet again more piling on of Donald Trump, blah, blah, blah. So if you're like me, and I come from the business world, I was a management consultant, still am, I mean, technically, and probably will continue to work with some clients. But the point is this, the business world sees a title like that coming from a person who is obviously a big name, J.P. Morgan. And you stop in your tracks and go, whoa, he says, I'm almost embarrassed, which is in effect saying I'm embarrassed. But here's what he said. He said, so no, in spite of gridlock, we'll grow at 1.5 or 2%. I don't buy the argument that we'll relegate this forever. We're not. If this administration can make breakthroughs in taxes and infrastructure regulatory reform, we have become one of the most bureaucratic, confusing, litigious societies on the planet. It's almost an embarrassment to be an American citizen traveling around the world and listen to the stupid crap, he used a different word, we have to deal with in this country. And at one point, we have to get our act together or we won't do what we're supposed to do for average Americans. And unfortunately, people write about this being like it's for corporations. It's not for corporations. Competitive taxes are important for business and business growth, which is important for jobs and wage growth. And honestly, we should be ringing that along to every single one of you every time you talk to a client. Now, he's admonishing people in his own industry saying this is what we should be talking about. It was in the way they described it at MarketWatch was as follows. It said, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company's outspoken CEO on Friday broke into an impassioned, expletive-tinged rant on the state of Washington politics and its impact on the U.S. economy during one call to discuss second quarter results. Diamond said, U.S. growth was held in check by a lack of policy momentum in D.C. that has failed to deliver a spate of growth regulation that could help boost an otherwise sluggish economy. We have to focus on economy that's good, you know, for all Americans, blah, blah, blah. So that's what he was talking about. It wasn't a reflection on Donald Trump. But the way the article read, that's exactly what it was. But when you listen to Diamond's actual rant, you understand it wasn't about Trump at all. And in fact, it was about Barack Obama. And when I saw it, I was like, who the heck is this guy? But that's the way the media wants us. That's the way they do things. Why do you think we have this segment that I do periodically called Headlines? It's because it's a way for you to learn. Now, I told you before, you can look at the headline and sort of know what's going on. In this particular case, I looked at the headline and they misled me. I mean, all the headlines are misleading to some degree, in my opinion, on the left. They're slanted. And in this particular case, they got me. Because I was mad at Diamond. Can't believe it. How could any CEO be upset with the policies of Donald Trump? But then it gets me to go look for, as I said, the things that were driving the issues with Obama. You know, we had some pretty outspoken Fortune 500, certainly Fortune 100 CEOs that have been critical of Obama policies, but not to the point where I was thinking, wow, they came out and said that. But I'll get back to who's been critical of Donald Trump in just a bit. But certainly the CEO of J.P. Morgan hasn't. Donald Trump is speaking this man's language. He understands tax policy is what's going to influence his ability to do his job. These are guys that, despite making tons of money, they make a lot of money, but they also believe in their jobs. They believe in what they're doing, and they believe in their reputations. And it's not just about, I'm making a crap load of money. They've made money. They've got money to burn. In fact, being blunt, most of them wouldn't really care about the money. Money is a measure. But there are many CEOs that have, they would do this job for free if it were made to where they could do it without having to lose sleep, without having to worry about the thousands of employees that are impacted by their decisions. The money is a measurement. It's a measuring stick, if you will. That's what they see it as. You have been taught to see it as, oh, they're just a bunch of greedy. There's some greed to it. And not to go all Gordon Gekko on you, but greed is good. But the real measurement is, am I making the profits that I want to make? Now, the argument on that side would be, well, Kevin, they don't always make money and they still have to get a bunch of that paycheck knowledge. And you go, yeah, but they still have to make big decisions. And you may go, well, it should be tied to profitability. And they go, yeah, well, that'd be nice
if they controlled all the profitability. They don't. Unions generally will get in the way of your profitability. The way you write your company structure could be in the way of your profitability. Now, I'll give you an example. So I worked with a very large multinational company, 34 divisions, and the divisions were under business units. And so the business unit presidents actually had as much power as the CEO, if you will, particularly if you were over a profit business unit. So at one point I went in and I said, look, your company's going to run a lot more efficiently if you buy internally and if the business units did more business between each other. And instead of going offshore to get certain products, they should just get it from your own manufacturing. So I'll give you an example. They had steel manufacturing within their organization, but they also got a lot of their steel trinkets sourced from China. Ultimately, they would end up making the same product, but the ones who were using the internal used it for a different reason, and they could have theoretically sold their steel production internally, but it would have been a little bit more expensive. Probably better quality, certainly no shipping costs, and the advantage of keeping it in the family would have been better. But the business unit president said, I get paid on profitability. I don't care what's going on with the corporation as a whole. I'm going to be profitable because that's what drives my number. So I told the CEO, you've got to take that incentive out. You're concerned about profitability, but internal profitability would be more important than external. You know, in other words, sourcing from internal would get more weight than sourcing externally. But the point is, that behavior is what drove the corporation. So here's what the net of it is, that there are companies out there who are very critical of Donald Trump, and I'm not going to have time this segment to get to them, but they are openly vocal to Donald Trump. And those companies are actually faring better under Trump already than they did under Obama, whom they said not a single word about. And that is the definition of liberalism. They will not criticize against the narrative.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And that, my fellow Americans, is why we must start taxing the millionaires and the billionaires at a very modest 90% tax rate.
Senator Sanders, you just stated that you wanted to start taxing millionaires and billionaires at a very generous 90% rate. Our records show that you have a net worth over $3 million. My question is, are you going to set a positive example for America and cut a check? check to the IRS for $2,700,000. Now, let's not get caught up in any fake news here. I believe if you rewind this video, you will distinctly and clearly hear me say, billionaires and trillionaires.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Yeah, Senator Sanders, poverty pimp, Barry. Barry should get an autographed copy of my book, and I should change the cover and put him on there, because this dude is a pimp extraordinaire. He really is. You're talking about a guy who has no talent whatsoever. You ever seen those people that you give them a job, and it's like, just give it here, just give it back. Stop, don't even bother. And don't even have the discipline to learn it. Bernie Sanders is what, 74, 75 years old, and he didn't spend enough time to learn a talent to the degree that it would pay off outside of politics. I did a little history on Barry just because I wanted to see what is in the mind of a socialist. How do you become who you are? And you know what I figured out? It's just a guy that says, I'm going to take on everybody's problems. I'm going to pretend that I care. I'm going to march with the most downtrodden. Bernie Sanders, has been at black events and things like this. He wants to be down with the brothers, and he's been there, and he's done nothing for them, but he's just hung around. He's been in the pictures and all that, and suddenly he gets his day in the sun. He gets his 15 minutes of fame, and Barry had made it. And we've documented all the things that have happened to Barry. Bernie had made it. God, why did Barry Sanders have to be such a prolific football athlete? Now he's on my brain. You know, Barry Sanders retired from football early, and everybody's like, why you, that's crazy, man, you about to break the, but he's like, yeah, I wanted to walk when I was 40. He retired. Good for him. He didn't care about the records. By the way, Barry Sanders was good at what he did. Bernie Sanders, not so good. So Bernie has learned how to poverty pimp, but the best of them. He hangs out with the people that he's going to supposedly help, black folks, students. He loves, how many people don't want free stuff? I mean, be honest, we're a bunch of conservatives listening to this radio show. If you said, if somebody called you up right now, Kev, man, they are giving, okay, good example. I was at Schnucks the other day, the grocery store. They got a truck out there from some restaurant saying, lunch is on us. I wasn't even hungry. Ladies over there, come on, get in line. I was like, I looked at them, I ain't getting in line. Oh, it's free. I immediately went to get in line. Now, they were serving four things. Two of them had meat. A bacon, like a BLT with a really thick, crispy, beautiful piece of applewood cooked bacon, and another was a chicken dish, and then the other two dishes were salads. And I don't know what time I got up. I mean, it wasn't like it was the parking lot was full, but by the time I got up there, the lady goes, all we got is salads. I said, all right, give me a couple salads. I took them. Why did I take them? Because it was free. If you say to me right now, hey, Bogart's Barbecue in St. Louis is having a free tasting or whatever, I'm putting the day down. By the way, if you've never eaten Bogart's, you haven't had good ribs. These ribs are amazing. Take it from this black man. Those ribs are amazing. But the point is, I would go to Bogart's and wait in line to get to this free tasting. We like free. It's human nature. I have a friend, he loves his wife to get a rebate. I've told this story before, I won't tell it again, but the point is, we like free, we like getting things back. Buy this and you get a, fill out this form and we'll give you 30% back, 20% back. I mean, it's an allure. And Barry Sanders has taken that and he put it at the most base level, at the kids and supposed poor. I'll get you something back. You just sit there, don't worry about it, I'm there for you. Now that would be nice if it was strictly to help the people that needed it. It's not that. That's not what Barry's doing. He's giving it to people that don't need it, that never want to work. They are just professional takers. And by the way, he's a lying hypocrite. But being a lying hypocrite is a resume builder when you're a democratic socialist, so no harm, no foul. Barry took his new skill set, which is rallying people that believe he's really there to help, and he parlayed it into being a millionaire. And what's worse, and I say this to the Barry people, you are the biggest fools of all the Democrats. Because Bernie knew that he was selling his people out. He was selling them down the road, down the primrose path. He was leading them down the primrose path. I don't even know what that means other than there's nothing down there once you get down at the end of the primrose path. But he was leading them down there. He was already prepared to lose when he started running against Hillary Clinton. And with the minute that they waved all those big millions of dollars in the book, Bernie Sanders wrote a book. And he got a $700,000-$800,000 advance on the book. You can bet your bottom dollar that deal was brokered by the Clintons. They said, give Bernie Sanders a book deal. Let him feel the allure of the money, and he'll be good to go. Right now, he's being sued, and he lawyered up. He and his wife are being sued for all kinds of malfeasance that they've done. This socialist. And as I said, and as we alluded in the clip that Brett made, give it away. If you're such an avowed socialist, find the people that need that money more than you do and give it away. But he won't. He continues to sell the idea that he's for the poor and downtrodden, does Bernie. And he's doing that in a much more luxurious fashion than in yesteryear because he is solidly a one percenter. And then, recently, he attacked his own party. And he was asked, what he said was Democrats were out of touch or something. Democrats didn't pay attention to the middle class. It's such a message that Democrats need to pay more attention to the middle class. Democrats. And his party. And he tried to explain why Trump supporters continue to stick with President Trump. And in his opinion, Trumpsters hang in there with the president because the Democratic Party has ignored the working class. That's the only reason why you and I, or whomever you know that supports Donald Trump, we hang in with there is because Trump says he's going to support the middle class. And the Democrats didn't. That's what he's alone. He didn't say Trump would. He just said the Democrats didn't support the middle class, so the middle class abandoned the Democrats and went over to Trump. That's his allure. He was on Morning Joke. I don't call it Morning Joe anymore. It's Morning Joke. And they ask him, why is the Trump base so loyal? And he, for the last many, many years, the Democratic Party has been spending too much money. Too much time raising money from its wealthy friends, turning its back on rural America, turning its back on the working class. Really? That's not what they spent time doing. They spent time trying to demonize the other side, calling us racist, deplorables, and a host of other things, not offering a single solution to anything. We just talked recently. They have no message. What's up with the Democrats and having no message? Have you not had enough time? But that's what Sanders says it is. And oh, by the way, it resembles exactly what Sanders did. He turned his back on the middle class in rural America, and he took money not from his wealthy friends, from a bunch of poor people who believed in his message and wanted him to see it through. And he added that Democrats have not been paying attention to the needs of those whose standard of living has been in decline, but have rather, quote, focused on deregulating Wall Street. Well, let me ask you, how long has Sanders been in politics? Because to hear him, you'd think he just entered the political game. See, Donald Trump just entered the political game. You can hear him. He can say anything he wants about politics because he hasn't been part of the game. But Sanders, the fault lies as much as it with him as it does with Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and all the other moronic leftists. And as we learned during the campaign, Sanders is just another swamp creature. He knows that Obamacare is an economy killer, but he fully supported it. Now, how do you criticize Democrats while simultaneously supporting their policies? This is the craziness of leftism.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
Okay. kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.